Angels. One of the most common misconceptions about angels is that if we and/or our loved ones live fine, pure, reverent lives here on Earth, we can aspire to become angels someday when we're on the other side again. It's a lovely thought. It just happens to be impossible. Please don't let that fact be discouraging, as if our worth in God's eyes is somehow diminished by our inability to ascend to membership in that divine, glorious legion of winged protectors. God doesn't place greater value on his angels than he places on us. He cherishes us equally and unconditionally. We're not prevented from becoming angels because he finds us unworthy. We're prevented by simple physiology. Angels and we are two different species. The easiest way to remember the distinction between angels and us is that angels never incarnate as people. They never live a life on earth in a human body. They're able to take human form to accomplish brief missions here on earth, but you'll notice that in every one of the literally millions of stories of earthly angel encounters, the person angel seems to appear out of nowhere and vanish again just as quickly. That's because angels come and go for our benefit from their home, which is exclusively on the other side. Angels also never speak. Their communication is exclusively telepathic, although it's so powerful that humans often come away from contact with them convinced that words were actually spoken. It's not that they don't have voices. They certainly do, and the beauty of their voices is impossible to capture through any adjectives in our vocabulary. But the voices of angels are reserved for only one purpose: to celebrate the glory of God through soaring hymns of praise that resound throughout heaven and the universe. While some angels are given proper names in the Bible and other religious works, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, for example, the truth is, angels are androgynous. There aren't male angels and female angels. Their bodies and facial features are identically exquisite. They transcend and encompass all races when it comes to coloring, and they vary their coloring appropriately for their brief visits here. But everyone who sees them, both on earth and at home, notices that their skin seems almost to sparkle, as if the sun is perpetually glistening off of it. In fact, the source of this very special effect isn't external, but internal. Angels are quite literally illuminated from within by the loving, sacred, perfect light of their Creator, which is their essence. Within the vast population of angels, there are 8 levels, or ranks in a way, if we can make sure the word importance never interferes with the word ranks. There are no more or less important angels, no matter what the level or rank. Angels earn advancement from one level to the next based on their body of experience, and with each new level comes more power. In other words, whether they're protecting us from harm, saving lives, bringing us messages, performing miracles, or simply infusing us with sudden moments of love or joy or comfort or hope when we least expect them, angels are eternally accumulating experiences. The more vast the body of experience, the higher the level. And the higher the level, the more power the angel. All 8 levels of angels are charged with being God's mightiest, most direct link between earth and the other side, the messengers, protectors, and miracle workers he sends us. They're physically distinguished from each other at home by the color of their wings. In ascending order from the least experienced and powerful to the most, these are the 8 levels. First, angels, dusty gray-white wings. Second, archangels, pure white wings. Third, cherubim, white wings with gold tips. Fourth, seraphim, white wings with silver tips. Fifth, virtues, pale blue wings. Sixth, dominions, green wings. Seven, thrones, deep purple wings. And 8, principalities, solid brilliant gold wings. The first 7 levels of angels can take the initiative to intervene on our behalf in a crisis, available to us in the blink of an eye, whether God sends them or they sense our need on their own. The stunningly powerful principalities, on the other hand, come only through a combination of God's command and our very specifically calling for them. The principalities can create miracles, prevent fatalities, and turn around even the most seemingly lost, misguided lives. In addition to the countless angels who constantly watch over us during these brief trips away from home, we hilariously refer to as life, we're also assigned our own angels on the other side before we come here. The more difficult the goals and challenges we've laid out for ourselves, the greater the number or levels of angels who'll be specially designated on our behalf to keep an extra eye out for us. It's also worth mentioning, the more spiritually open, generous, and conscious we become, the more added angels gather around us, drawn like moths to the flame as the light of God's love inside us begins to glow so brightly that we almost sparkle like the angels themselves.